What's up, bro? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Sabrina.
And I'm Noor.
And we're going to talk about why people marry young these days. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
This podcast is brought to you by the Ministry of Social and Family Development, MSF. Did you know that most Muslim couples are getting married later and later?
Can you guess what is the average age of people getting married in 2023? It is about 29 to 35 years old. Why are people getting married later? Are the people scared to get married? Or are they just being more careful?
If you share the same concerns and are intending to take your relationship to the next level, we highly recommend you to check out the wide variety of marriage preparation programs offered by MSF-appointed agencies. Head over to www.marriage.gov.sg/marriage-programs. That's www.marriage.gov.sg/marriage-programs to find a suitable program for you. Now, on to the podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the number one youth podcast in the world. All right. So I don't have voice or shrime to say that, but now, so I take over. But today I have someone with me, Noor again. Hi, Noor.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so today, kan, we are just going to talk about why people marry so young now.
Okay.
Okay, and whether you think that in like recent days, has the age gotten older? Are people starting to get married older? Or is it still the same? Or is it even younger? Whether we think it's okay, whether we think it's not so advisable, the pros and cons and all that. Alright? Yeah. So this time, randomly relatable, dua perempuan je.
Kan?
Kira special, never before punya episode.
Eh, really?
Tak pernah lah. Aku selalu sorang.
I'm on it. Thank you.
Okay,
tapi
okay.
Can I just say yang yes. Pasal about whether it's okay for people to marry young. I think at the back of my head, if there's one thing that I'm actually very grateful for, being a divorcee at 24.4.
My
birthday October, yeah. Is...
Wait, when did you get divorced? Last year?
Yeah.
Last year, when?
Talak is 2022, November. But court is October 2023.
Apa date?
October.
Right after your birthday?
Yes, man. My birthday first October. Yes. Happy, happy. Second October, work. Third October. But then I got happier lah.
So 24 lah. 24.
24.4
year old.
And if anything, this was one of the challenge I also had lah. That I didn't mention earlier.
Yeah.
Was about having children. Yeah. For the longest time, we were quite pressured to having children lah. Tried a lot, spend money you didn't have just to check whether we are fertile or not and whatever.
Pressured by who?
In-laws.
In-laws?
Yeah, my husband also won. My ex-husband also won. I also won. I've always wanted to.
Yeah.
Try. Take test here, take test there. One day, 2 days late. Padahal memang irregular pun. But just had to put on that $20-$25 just to like, maybe. You know, that kind of thing. A lot of high hopes.
Pregnancy test expensive,
Expensive. Actually got the cheaper ones. But it's like look at the line. Then look at the line. You will need to use the light. Oh, then macam kau kena macam confirm like that. But if you use the expensive one, the $25 one, the clear blue one, right? Then you confirm plus short. Is it a pregnant or not ni?
Direct pregnant or not pregnant, is it?
Yeah, not pregnant. Then pregnant lah.
So you are quite grateful that you married young because you divorced young.
Yeah, I'm not saying everybody should like get divorced young or whatever. Yeah. Get married and stay married, okay? ready, go for courses, get married and stay married and live a very, very happy married life.
Yeah.
But other than that, in my situation, I'm thankful that I'm young.
Yeah.
And I'm without kids. So it's like technically I'm just back to being a single lah.
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to ask you about that though, before we get into the pros and cons of marrying young.
Mm.
Because your status, kira on SingPass, you are divorced.
Correct.
Kan? Does that change anything in your life? As a single woman now, technically. Tapi just because Singapore punya database say that you are divorced, does that change anything in your life?
It doesn't. But if you talk about dating, it does change.
Why?
So, okay. At first, I was like happy lah. Okay lah, now at least I'm out of a toxic marriage. I'm happier. Blah, blah, blah. Got my life together. I'm doing even a lot more better now and stuff like that. But then there was one time I dated this guy. About like, probably we dated about 5-6 months. And the main reason why we broke up is because he told his mother he is getting to know me and he wants his mother to meet me lah. To make it macam, you know, like, oh,
getting get to the next stage.
Yeah. It was nice and everything. Everything genuine. Until the mother said, if you want to marry a divorcee, at least if you are like 30 plus years old and still single, then you can get married to a divorcee. But for now, you're still young. You deserve a normal a single female. Woman. Yeah. Then that's when I'm like, oh shit. The title plays a part.
Why do you think it does? Because I'm trying to think. You don't have kids yet. So it's not added responsibilities on his shoulders.
And I'm not sure. However, the few things that he conveyed to me lah, that his mother said was, later when on the wedding dies, cannot put the siri dara.
Wedding dies is pelamin eh?
Pelamin, okay. Correct. Cannot put the siri dara. You know what siri dara?
The flower, the flower egg thing, is it?
Flower egg is bunga telur. But the siri dara is the, it's like a tower shape.
Faham.
And then got the daun-daun and then bunga-bunga like that. So that is an indication that this lady is still a virgin, never married before.
It's the symbol of innocence, that one.
Yes. And the mother wanted that on the wedding dies. But because I divorced, so so-called cannot have that. Like as though the whole hall is gonna ask, was she married? Was she married? Like that. Okay, but anyway, people mother, I respect.
Of course.
I respect. Of course. And the guy also wasn't man enough to even fight for it or to even macam,
okay.
let's not go there.
It's not man enough lah. He also don't know. We all very young.
You know? I still salty a bit lah.
I understand lah.
Quite decent lah.
I know.
But sure. Only
but that over it. Inshallah.
Inshallah. No, because that really changed my game in the market. In the market eh? Because like having imagine like. Usually, if let's say I'm meeting someone, I'm dating someone, I don't want to tell them straight away I'm a divorcee, you can accept or not. I don't want to go that route. Because if you're not going to be someone important to me, why would I share with you this kind of information? However, when things, when things are going great, and then you're like, you know what, I think it's time for me to tell you something that I've been keeping to myself. And then you get so nervous though. She's like, oh no, what if he rejects me? Because maybe I'm not pure anymore. Mm-hmm. Or like, oh, is Malay say janda mati and janda hidup.
What's that?
Basically, widow and divorcee.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not a widow. Just a normal divorcee. Right? Yeah. So that means there's a chance that problems with the ex-spouse family can reoccur or can surface out of nowhere.
Yep.
Then maybe that's why maybe he might reject me. Wow, all these thoughts keep playing in my head.
Kind of baggage.
Yeah. And that's how my... It's more of like self-esteem.
Yeah.
That changed for me. Ever since the breakup scenario thing.
Now you are just a lot more cautious and fearful when dating.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I think? I think I personally appreciate it more if you tell me at the very start that you are a divorcee. Because what happens if, let's say you and I, you started dating me, and then after we get along so well, I'm so in love with you, and then 6 months later, then you drop the bomb. Then you tell me.
No, 6 months a bit too long.
2 months later, one month lah. You tell me suddenly. After we both macam dah stare each other's eye in a loving manner. Kita macam dah, oh no.
Know what the shit is.
Habis suddenly you drop the bomb on me. I think I would feel a bit macam betrayed to a certain extent. Because you should have told me this from the start before I develop feelings .
Faham.
Personally for me, I appreciate the transparency from the start. So that from the very start, you already give me a choice whether or not
you wanna
I want to continue this getting to know you better. And for your sake, it allows you to see whether the person that you're trying to date is open-minded or not. In a sense that kalau from the start, I open-minded. Kalau let's say from the start, you bilang dia already. You tell him I'm a divorcee, and after he like, that means you tahu dia punya orang is
not
don't accept people kan?
Correct.
Yeah, very close-minded, very shallow.
Yeah.
Or maybe just very strong with his own beliefs lah. But yeah, if he's willing to get to know you better and can see past you, then I think he is probably a good one. Angkat sendiri a bit lah. But
I've actually tried both ways. I was on dating apps lah. It's not that I date so many people. I was just on dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
Some dating app you can put your divorcee. Then if they still swipe right, then that means they're accepting lah.
Muzmatch
No, I don't use Muzmatch. Okay. I use Bumble and Hinge.
Okay.
Nonetheless.
Yeah.
Where will we be?
Divorcee.
Oh, tell first.
Tell first.
Yeah. I got tell first, but after I tell that I'm a divorcee first, because dating app you can talk to different people at one time. Whether the conversation flow or not is up to you. So there was a time where I just say that I'm a divorcee. And after I feel like I'm exposing myself for no reason, tau.
Buka
and these people, and these people are not even important to me. Like by the next week, like I don't even talk to them
by the next week.
So I feel macam, why am I telling so early? And there was one guy who was like, oh, it's not like, you were going to take this very seriously, is it? Because like, it's quite sensitive information to share.
I understand. Dah,
aku rasa macam aku kena
judge. Okay.
So that's why I'm like, quite in a dilemma. Because whatever you said, you have a point. Mm-mm. That's what I did at first. Then that's why now I'm like, okay, maybe I don't say first. Maybe after 1-2 weeks, almost a month, then maybe I will say. However, I give a prompt that there is something about me that might affect whatever we can potentially have.
Kira dah sit lah.
Aku, I sit. I give a preview first lah. Like you think, guess your problem lah.
I think that's good.
When the time comes, then I will like say, that's what I do now lah.
Tak nervous lah.
But low key now, like don't even talk to anybody. I tired.
Busy. Okay, come. Let's get straight into the topic, okay?
Okay, let's go.
So, firstly, would you agree that Singaporeans are getting married young? Okay, first you answer first, To you, what is young?
21.
Okay.
Before 25. To me, that's young.
Okay. So, under 25 is considered young.
Mm.
Do you think that there are many people who are
under
married?
24, sorry. Under 24.
Yeah, I think 24. 25 macam dah big 25, enough.
Yeah, correct.
24 and below. You think that's too young to get married? What's your opinion on that?
I wouldn't say too young, but it's considered a young age lah.
Okay.
Like, could have enjoyed your 20s a bit longer, a bit. Then you get into something that is lifelong commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's considered young. But I wouldn't macam see it in a different light in any way.
You won't judge her?
I won't judge her.
Like, if she's 20?
20...
Was 20 very young though.
Very young.
Yeah. My little young. Baby 22. My sister younger than us lah.
Oish.
My sister is 22. I feel like she's a baby though. 19 years old get married lah. Put young lah. But God, what? I've heard of people 19 years old get married.
Very young ah.
Yeah.
To me, I think 20 and below is very young already.
So kira 20 to 24 is like acceptable but young.
Acceptable but young.
Under 20 is a bit nonsensical.
Under 20 and below is like macam maybe take one more year first, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay,
no specific reason why, but like firstly, okay, the process of getting married, if you are below 21, marriage causes is mandatory for you.
Oh, is it?
Must go, then you can book a date with RUMM. If let's say not even book a date with ROM, I'm not so sure lah. But ROMM, for you to book the kadi, right? You need 150 days before. You must quickly book your kadi mah.
Okay.
Or you get your kadi to block off. Which usually they don't do that lah. Unless you know the kadi personally. But if you're below 21 and you want to get married on a certain date, but your course, your cert only comes in at a certain date, which is past the 150 days. Then You're going to have troubles booking the kadi that you want, basically. Yeah. So the process itself is like quite tedious for those who want to get married below 21.
Mm-hmm.
For ROMM, ROM, I'm not so sure.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, as much as if above 21 years old, you want to get married, I would still suggest that you go for the marriage course, lah. Mm-hmm. For whatever the previous episode where we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't listened to the first episode, you go listen.
Hey, you replace me lah in this podcast.
Hey, relax. Who's sure? Who's wise? Huh?
I personally feel that like I don't know whether the age matters so much though, because a lot of reasons why getting married young is like a no go, because macam scientifically kan?
Oh, scientific. Ada scientific. Come.
So scientifically, your frontal lobe, which is the lobe that is capable of love,
ooh,
like full love,
uh-huh,
is only developed fully when you are 25.
Oh my, we're not even there.
Exactly.
Yet.
So maybe actually,
still single.
Maybe. Yeah. Actually, even when you are below 25 years old, you don't have the scientific capability to love someone fully and properly yet.
Wow. Is it like for both male and female or just?
If I'm not wrong, female are faster than male. As per usual.
Of course.
As per usual.
Of course.
We faster. We stronger.
Correct.
Emotionally.
Correct.
We tolerate more.
Correct. They need to go through NS, then they know how to be a man.
And best
we don't need.
Best That's why they 2 years NS.
Hey bro, I'm getting married in about 6 months. I'm very excited, but I'm reading a lot of horror stories and forums regarding the challenges faced during marriage.
No, why are you reading those stories? Don't scare yourself, please.
Yeah, please. Just stay positive. Sure, there'll be a lot of challenges along the way, but you and your partner can work them out if you put your heart and mind to it.
I'm thinking of going for these marriage preparation programs because I feel I need to learn and better prepare myself for the challenges that may come. Do you have any recommendations?
Actually, yes. I heard that there are some marriage prep programs supported by MSF that you and your partner can attend. I had friends who said they weren't interested to go at first. They said they already know all they need to know, but their fiancés persuaded them to go. So they went for it. Then they realized that there was so much more they need to know and they have no regrets. So I really think it's good to go.
Oh yeah lah, some of my friends also attended these programs. They said they learned so much about each other and also learned how to communicate better. The program covers things like planning for a family and even managing finances as well. But it's like quite long, right? Like 1 week?
No lah, where you hear from? The one my friends attended was like half a day, maybe 12 hours.
Eh, I think I do mine. But is it expensive?
Good news bro, I got lobang. I saw on the MSF website, right, that some of the programs are free if you meet the eligibility criteria, while the other programs offer $70 rebates to offset the fees, bro.
Oh, wow. I think quite worth it, eh?
Thanks, bro. I think I will go for it. Doesn't matter how long is it, lah. Because marriage is a lifetime commitment, bro. And then if I can't even spare 12 hours to better prepare myself, am I really ready for marriage?
Yeah, man, that's the way. You can check out the list of marriage preparation programs at www.marriage.gov.sg/marriage-programs.
Now, back to the podcast.
Hey, but talking about NS, that is actually one of the reasons why some people, they tend to rush into marriage also.
Why?
Or maybe that's why they prefer to marry late.
Because the guy needs 2 more years of saving.
Firstly, in Singapore, education is quite up there.
Yes,
very. People will spend, okay, let's
you know, we are the smartest country in the world.
Oh, really? Not Korea?
We.
We are?
Yeah. But last I checked was last year.
Oh.
We are the smartest country in the world, tau.
Wow.
Cool, ah.
How come, ah? How they calculate?
They calculate based on maths and science. That's what they wrote. But then, I'm quite surprised.
Like Singapore always need to calculate money, man.
I would expect China as your first.
I actually thought Korea. Because if I'm not wrong, they have like a whole day where they shut off the entire traffic just to let the students take the exams. And it's like, kita, every paper is different day, right? For them, it's all the paper in 1 day, 8 hours straight. And the metro station, the traffic light, all right, will have, the whole city will make way for all these students to go and take their exam.
Seriously?
Yes. Even work operating hours will change just for that day.
So it's all the exams in 1 day?
Yes.
That was smart, meh?
I don't know.
Macam brain hardwire, then after just blank.
I don't know. But that's why they have a highest upper suicide rate. I think. Yeah. Must fact check. But I am pretty sure I read quite a reliable source.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that, I didn't know that, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. If it's wrong, don't kecam me, please.
If it's wrong, then we already say.
I already say fact check. Yeah, you never fact check your problem, Asya.
Correct. So back to the point tadi, I wanted to say, I don't know whether the age matters so much as compared to the duration that you've known the person. So I don't know whether this is an unpopular opinion ke tak. Pasal there was a point of time someone I know in my life, she wanted to get married at 22. 22, jap eh. 22, 24 minus 2, 22. Correct, 22. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was too young. Maybe because I know her personally, I didn't think she was ready for marriage because of emotional maturity and just maturity in
general,
right? Mm-hmm. But then, to me, the biggest problem was that she only knew the guy for like 6 months.
Oh,
I felt like that wasn't a long enough time.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand her and I understand you.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? I've always had this mindset, eh? But this one is like based on past relationships and just like my life in general. I always feel like people's true colors come out after the third year of getting to know them.
Ooh.
And apparently there's a statistics also.
Oh.
There's a study that a lot of relationships fail after the third year.
Wow.
My theory behind it is pasal 3 years is a long time to be with someone.
Uh-huh.
And then I think after 3 years, the thought process of whether you want the guy as your husband or this girl as your wife starts to come up in your head. So the first 3 years is just getting to know each other, but almost blindly in a sense. Of course, it's towards marriage, but it's just like happy, happy.
You're still happy, happy.
And then after the third year, then you decide like, okay, it's been 3 years. I think it's long enough to get married. Now, based on whatever that I've learned, can I see this guy as a husband or not? And then that's when everything gets a bit more serious. You start to think deeper, like, will he make a good husband? Will he make a good dad? Will he make a good son to my parents?
Right.
Then,
wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. We are quite opposites in this matter.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because for me, right, when I look at 3 years, okay, but for me, I'm a time is money person.
Okay.
When I look at 3 years, I'm like, that's a long time for me to only determine whether this guy is worth marrying or not.
Okay.
And I saw somewhere that I really agree to. They say that relationships is where you have all the tough and harsh conversations with your partner.
Uh-huh.
And if you make it through that, your marriage will be the smooth sailing one. Because when you have all the tough and harsh conversations during the relationship, once you get into marriage, it's like the flow chart like Wise mentioned.
Which one?
Which is, this thing happened,
oh,
this person will do this, this person will do this, and you are going to stay consistent by that.
Understand.
You build your foundation before you get into the marriage. So once you get into the marriage, that's where the happy time comes.
Understand.
And I actually agree with that. Having entered marriage once,
uh-huh,
I actually agree with that a lot.
Give me an example of a question in that flowchart.
Okay.
Let's say you're getting to know me. No. Be dating for 1 year already.
1 year,
yeah. Really. And then you are a time is money person, right? Uh-huh. So in your head, it's like, okay, I want to kawin already. What is a question that you'll ask me for the sake of our marriage later?
I will... Wow, quite a few.
Okay, come.
If like finance.
Uh-huh.
I would probably want to know your cash flow. How much is your expenses?
Okay.
Do you have any loans or debts? Or is your family in debt? Or have ever been in debt before?
Okay.
Yeah, and then
all this is finance, to calculate...
To make sure that when I get married to you and we form a union, your finances does not mess up our finances.
Okay.
Which is also my finances. Yeah. Because to be fair, I also work hard for my money, you also work hard for your
of
money.
Of course.
If you are in somehow in a loan debt situation, you pull me in, that's unfair for me. But by then, I don't have a choice because now I'm married.
You're my responsibility as well.
That's why.
I agree with this. But to me, it should be a bit more than just debts and your salary and this, that. I want to know how you spend your money.
Correct.
Whether our mindset or money sama ke tak.
Correct.
And that one quite important to me also. Yeah.
And then another thing I would ask is family.
Mm.
How is this person's... I would observe lah.
Yeah.
I would observe how is your relationship like with your family. Because when you talk to the person on a daily, you can see how well he or she is involved in the family.
Uh-huh.
So for example... So, for example, do you talk to your parents about your problems?
Okay.
Like, let's say problems in school back then, or maybe at work, who do you rant to? Uh-huh. Is it your friends or is it your parents?
Okay.
If it's your parents, when you get married, will you rent our problems to your parents?
Interesting. This one really based on experience, eh?
This is genuinely, literally. That's why sometimes I scared to say that I'm a divorcee because my thoughts right now is very, is different, nah. Yeah. I don't want to step action or what, but it is different, nah.
You know what to expect in a marriage.
Yeah, and because now I clearly know what I want and what I don't want, what I can tolerate, what I really genuinely cannot tolerate.
Just think, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would ask questions macam, what are the things you have to continue paying for your family?
Mm.
Or your how much do your parents expect of you? Mm. Or macam, if let's say you get married, does your house have space?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we need to get a house dulu? Mm. Then we get married.
Okay.
That's what my brother do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And questions like dietary also.
Mm. Like ceri weight makan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, kau makan sayur tak? Makan. Okay. Yeah. Is it like, do you expect me to cook for you every single day? I think a good question, even though overlook could be that, and then a follow up. Kalau I penat macam mana?
Yes.
If I'm tired, how?
Yes.
And then I need to know your answer. Yes. If you tell me, tetap kena masak lah. Your
correct.
Husband, right?
Yeah, and then, religious commitment level also. If like we go out dating the whole day, are you the kind that we need to macam
stop to pray?
Something like that. Uh-huh. Or do we, technically you have to lah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saving my, defending myself right here. You have to. But like, if let's say first time I go out with you and then need to stop to pray, but I wearing full face makeup. Cannot lah. How to remove my makeup? Then if I remove my makeup, come not everything is out. What I look ugly? I don't like.
You don't look ugly.
Example lah. I try my best.
Okay.
But
okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's a lot of experience based questions. Basically. Yeah.
Actually, it's quite cool though. Cause a lot of the questions you can open Google and say 10 questions to ask your boyfriend before
marriage. Yeah.
But it's all very stereotypical questions.
Yeah.
But because you've been through it, you know about the small things that people don't remember.
Yeah.
And then these kind of things you look out for more.
Anniversaries.
Asal ngan tu?
How do you celebrate it?
Oh, cute.
If I'm the kind, I like to go for a nice dinner. Or I expect you to get me flowers to congratulate me. But you're the kind who, it doesn't matter, it's just another day. Because it can be both male and female agree to that. By all means, you're happy, fine, go for it. But I'm the kind who, my love language is gifting. Yeah, love language.
I will tell you, you don't need buy me present. But Loki.
I tell you, the Harry Potter croc gibbets looks cute. You better buy for me,
Simple,
yeah. You know money, I give you money, yeah. You buy for me. It's a gesture.
I will act surprised. All I want is for it to come from your hand.
Correct. And I will take a nice picture. Like, oh, so sweet.
I will letak my card inside your wallet. Pakai je.
Correct. You're right.
When I preparing your baju for you, I will put $2 inside your jeans.
Hey, cute.
Use it.
Cute.
I just want that from your hand.
Correct. Yeah, we are simple creatures actually.
Simple kan?
Kita simple.
They don't get the hint.
That's why.
It's not us.
Or like macam
it's
maybe
them.
I tell you, yang I penat. I'm like extra tired today. I'm having a really bad day.
Mm-mm.
I go home, ada bubble tea.
Alah.
That one I jatuh cinta saja.
Confirm.
I will jatuh cinta all over again.
Tapi kalau bubble tea dia dah setengah.
Okay. Maybe I can look at it in a positive light.
Cute.
Macam, you pun okay, come, we share. Boleh. I just need a few sips.
Atau kalau I penat, kat kepala I sakit. Picit je lah.
Betul.
Jangan, my baby, habis tidur.
Asya. Kepala sakit je. You want Panadol? But then I will say, no lah, it's okay lah. I will just sleep.
Then you say, excuse me. Ambil dia keluar je, ambil kapan Panadol. Ayuh.
Hello. Kita hopeless.
Hopeless romantic. And kita diverting from the topic tau.
Okay, back to the topic.
Okay, back to the topic.
Is it important to?
Apa?
Is it important to marry young? Huh? Pros and cons.
Yeah. So we have spoken about the nothing lah. About that.
Education. Tadi I halfway. Education.
Asal dengan education?
Because Singapore education kan lama kan?
Ha.
Okay, finish
O-level. Ooh, dah lama siang ni topik.
Finish O-level 16 years old. And then you go poly 3 years, 19. Hmm. 20 lah, technically you graduate 20. Yep. Man, you go NS, yes. 22, 23.
Yes.
And then after that, you continue degree 3 years, 4 years. That's yes. already like 27. And you're just about to find a job at 27 years old, bro.
CPF kosong, bro.
Duh, man crazy.
Correct.
And then you want to say you save money, you save what? NS money?
Mm-hmm. Maybe officer?
Okay, maybe. Yeah. But not everybody is an officer. But everybody wants to get married, mah?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Not everyone, ah.
Okay lah. Correct. Yeah.
But ada lah. Most lah. Most. Yeah. No, I agree. So I guess that is the point of financial stability, lah. Mm-hmm. I think we are on the cons list of getting married young, right?
Are we?
Somewhat, lah. So financial instability is a big
yes.
thing. Don't tell me. Okay, unless you are a 22-year-old with parents' inheritance of $1 million.
Okay.
Then go.
But if you don't know how to manage your money, then because immature?
Yeah. Never worked before. Never made your own money yet. So you don't know the value of money yet.
Correct.
Yeah. So financial instability is a big thing in correct. Young marriages. Another thing that I find is extremely important, a big con of getting married young is lack of emotional maturity.
Correct.
So macam what I told you about the person I know. The frontal lobe all. And generally, I myself, that 25 this year, I don't think I truly know who I am yet. Yeah. Getting there, 100% getting there. I think at 23, it was very tough for me. I was going through a lot of different things that made me change my mindset on a lot of things. Mm. Now I'm slowly getting to where I think I know who I am already. But who am I to say, sir? There's a chance.
True.
1 year can change a lot. There's a chance next year I won't be who I am today. And if I were to get married now, let's say, a lot of my opinions and my personal development will be very, very, very influenced by my partner.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yep. And there's this thing they call like grooming.
Yeah.
When like older men go for very young girls,
yeah.
groom, and then the girl will be dependent.
To be exactly what he wants.
But another con that I have in my head, at the top of my head is, imagine I give birth at 30 years old.
Okay.
When I'm 50 years old, don't say 50, when I'm 60 years old, my child will only be 30. Yeah. Kira 30 years old macam, also technically a nice age to get married and have kids. I want to play with my cucu, I dah tua say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I'm going to retire already, no money to spoil my cucu.
Alah.
Yeah, something like that lah. Or like when I'm 50 and then my child is 20, still schooling.
Mm.
At 50 years old, if I don't have proper retirement plan, I gotta keep working, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a big thing also.
Yeah, kids.
Yeah, you will have a lot less energy. Yeah.
Maybe less energy is one thing. Then you cannot relate to the kids then punya macam trend. Macam sekarang you say TikTok to my mother pun apa tu? Tok-tok. Tuk-tuk yang kat Bangkok. Kau faham? Tuk-tuk. Lok-lok.
I agree. The generation gap a bit too far already. Yeah. Cannot relate.
Yeah.
Cannot make her macam your best friend.
Yeah.
Pasal you are like older.
Ah, yeah.
But if korang is like 22, 23 years apart, can.
Possible. Can. Possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you look younger. Then you will get the ni. Get it. The compliment. Your sister is it?
Oh.
Confirm as a 52-year-old mother I
yeah,
macam.
Yeah, betul deh. Kak.
Yes, kak, betul. Tak lah, I her mother actually.
Oh,
yeah,
I would like secretly record at the bottom. Oh, tak syai mak dia.
Every night saya sebelum tidur dengar.
Kan?
Sister is it?
Raya, your friend's kids come. Hari Raya. That one, your sister is it?
Your mother look so young saya. Cantik apa your mom?
Okay, dalam dapur. Boleh dengar. Sengih-sengih. Buat air sengih-sengih. Dah jauh. Patah balik.
You got any more cons?
Got.
What?
Cause 21, I graduated RP.
Correct.
I see my friends go Langkawi, yes. Grad 3, all this. But I got husband duties.
You got husband duties.
I got husband duties. And if I want to spend the money, cannot lah.
Correct.
I need to buy house. Yeah. I want to help my husband also.
Your responsibility is a lot more.
Yeah. And then I'm like, quite shag.
True lah.
And then like, they have all this reunion dinner, all this.
You cannot go.
Catch up. It's not that I cannot go. My husband lets me go. But I feel bad.
Understand.
And I stay with my in-laws. So I also feel much a bad, like, my husband is at home and I'm outside.
Like,
as much as we are modern people, but they are still in their time. Yeah, listen. Tak manis. Definitely tak manis. Yeah. So there's another con.
Actually, this one very prominent because I have a friend who married, I would say quite young. I think 24 ke 23. Mm. 23 years old, right? And then she has a child now. And one thing that she has said to me is that she felt like she didn't have enough time as a single person. But by single, she didn't mean macam, she meant she's okay with the relationship part. But she didn't have time before the child to go holiday. Now want to go holiday tougher. Need to think of child.
Correct.
Now want to go dating tougher.
Need to bring
child. Need to bring child. Or if don't want to bring child, who can take care of my child?
Correct.
Now want to work also tougher. Because you want to work, you got child at home. Who gonna take care? Want to send to school? $1,000 more every month. Ooh. Oh my god.
Cannot.
Yeah. So got a lot of things to think about. So
You're right.
Let's move on to the pros of marrying young.
What do you think? I think I got say right at the start.
Which one? The 21 ah, the one you married young, so you divorce young.
Don't say like that. But yeah, at least I'm still 24. Uh-huh. I'm still 24 without a kid. Technically, I just feel like I'm another single lady lah. Yeah, that's one extremely solid pro.
Solid, tapi macam a bit funny punya pro lah that one.
Yeah, correct. A bit funny. It's not something to be proud of.
Yeah,
but it's something that you still get to so called enjoy the luxuries. In a way,
yeah,
it's a luxury, yeah, ladies, by the way, out there.
What?
To be single, 24, doing whatever you want, not having that much responsibilities. It's a luxury.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some other pros of marrying young, eh?
You have a net to fall back on.
Uh-huh.
Okay, like right now I'm single, kan?
Yeah.
And, okay, back then I used to have somebody that I will go to say whatever my day and yada 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 yada.
Okay.
And then now I lose that person though.
Yeah.
And I can feel the impact of macam now I don't have anybody that I can run back home to and like tell how bad my day of how bad my day is, crying and ranting and all that. Now I don't have that anymore. And it gets quite macam who can I talk to? Talk to my best friend, all married, all dah tunang,
yes,
and all that. Macam I think that's another. Are we at the pro or the con now?
Pro.
Pro.
But if you can
so
talk...
So where is this going?
If you're in a relationship, you can talk to your boyfriend about it. Eh? Tak payah kahwin to talk about your day, ma.
True.
Can.
But it's different when you macam call, talk, or meet a while then balik, talk.
But this one you get to go home and talk
yeah,
to. You get to go home to your person. Alah, no.
Yes, you get to go home to your person.
Because you're tired, go home, yeah. Assalamualaikum.
And even if you have a damn bad day, you know you go home, that's your person you run to. If anything, that's the thing that I miss a lot lah. And that is definitely a pro of getting married at a young age. Because when you're young, generally, you go through a lot more tougher things.
Yeah.
Then when you're like in your 30s, then baru maybe you macam like, ah, it's normal. Yeah. I've been through worse. Maybe, yeah. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not 30 yet. Alhamdulillah. But
30 is the new 20, they say.
Means we are still fetuses.
A bit, yeah. Kita technically 15.
Oh, sec 3.
To me, a pro of marrying young, for myself, pasal I would say that I have quite a lot of rules from my parents. I am not the most free and easy. Parents are not super strict, but there are some rules lah to follow. If I marry young, I don't have these rules anymore. So like for me, I cannot go travel with boyfriend.
Right.
But if I get married, I can go travel with my husband. Right. Don't need to ask mama and daddy anymore. Correct, I can correct, just like, correct. Baby, young go away.
Oh, I remember. Husband money is your money.
But your money is my money. My money is
my money. Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Suka?
Suka.
Tapi share-share lah.
Share-share lah.
Our money is our money.
Again, small thing matters. I think I spend a lot already on that day. As in, I want to buy my own stuff, so I spend on my own. And then, I meet my husband, maybe at the shopping mall.
Mm-mm.
And I like, I take your card, Ken. What you want to buy? I want to buy some things. $50 only maximum.
Mm.
Okay. I take the card, I pay with.
Yes.
Alamak, $50.50. So sorry. But it's my money. I don't know. But that okay. It's like I don't really use until like that. But at the same time, that thought macam quite cute lah. Fun lah. Boleh kacau. You can kacau your husband. is it this month I get extra $100 because it's my birthday? Or is it this month I get extra $100 because I cook for you your favourite dish that day? Ah, macam cute lah, cute lah. Just have something extra that you can leverage on.
Banter-banter sikit lah.
Whether or not you use or not, it's up to you. But yeah.
Okay. Then last question before we end off this podcast eh.
Lama eh? Yeah. Tapi kita ni...
Dia
jauh sikit
lah. Digress sikit lah. Sabar, I lost the question. We talk about the pros and the cons of marrying young already. Do you think there is a correct age to get married?
Correct age? Probably not. Correct face? Maybe yes.
Muka?
H-A-S-E. Face.
H-A-S-E.
Fahse.
What do you mean by that?
Like, it doesn't matter at what age. Mm-hmm. But let's say you reach financial stability at 24. You have solid savings.
Yeah.
Whereby you put out a wedding, you still have a lot more left. You you achieve your education goals already. Mm-hmm. You got into a career that you literally, genuinely love.
Okay.
You're at a good age to get married, ma? You won't be bringing unnecessary baggage to your partner. So other than that, it's just emotions, how you communicate. But generally, as a person, at that phase, at that point in life, you are technically ready to accept someone else in your life because you have achieved whatever you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
You can afford to do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sharing that happiness with somebody.
I understand. So yeah. You're saying that different people different?
Different people different.
Like one of my best friends, she got married at 23, very young. But she has been working for the past 4 years. Her husband also working for the past 2 years. So they are at a stage where they are financially okay. Maturitily okay. So the next stage is what? And they've been together for 7 years before they got married. So it's like fair.
Fair.
But if you're 27 and you haven't even worked a job once.
Cannot.
Real full time job. But in your head it's like 27 okay what to get married. Or let's say you're 30. But your job you hop part time job.
Cannot lah.
Savings don't have much in the bank.
Can I?
And then your girlfriend 21 years old.
Wait.
For some
people, the one that cannot choose which phase they want to be, maybe they are like 27, everything is okay. However, they are the main sole breadwinner for their parents who are sick. Yeah. They are the only child.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay for them to get married?
Or I think that one is communication.
Yeah. Then it's different already, ma.
Correct.
So again, I don't think there's a proper age, but it's the phase of life that you are at, how well you can maintain it. I think that's a proper gauge to when is a good time to get married.
And I think the most important thing is the compatibility of you and your partner.
Yeah.
Like what we mentioned about the questions that we ask, if you feel like the answer matches what you are looking for, the nitty-gritties and everything, and you are at a good phase in your life, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. But the marriage planning must be there.
Correct.
Yeah. Like what Noor said just now, marriage programs, and like personally for her, so she felt like marriage programs is the way to go before you get married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you first start off the relationship and when you're talking about marriage, everything is just macam excited. You will get people saying like, it's ini tau, it's itu, it's ini, gerbuk.
Yeah.
Like all the horror stories and never not lah. But at the end of the day, what am I supposed to say? But at the end of the day,
I think you want to say something macam at the end of the day, marriage is a lifetime commitment and you take exam, you prepare what? You take exam, you study what?
Yes.
And if you cannot study yourself, you go tuition what?
Yeah.
So why when you want to get married, you take it so lightly?
Correct. Okay, I now remember. Thank you. you want to, when you're getting married, kan, that preparation and all is like so exciting. You will complain about the preparing for wedding, but not the preparing for marriage.
Yeah.
And some people are like, no lah, can lah. The parents are okay with me. I'm okay with the parents. I'm okay with this. I'm okay with that. Everything okay, man. Because excited, ma.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to get into it already. I really want to get into it. I want to settle down. Finally settling down. Like, all this while I work on myself is just to get married. You will get that excitement a lot. But nobody is there to macam pull you back.
Mm.
Say it to your face. These are the things that you need to talk about. If you're not comfortable to talk about, you're not ready. Yeah, nobody in their right mind will also feel confident to do that. What?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the causes will do that to you. Mm. However, I am pretty sure that they will be able to macam show what are the potential issues that you might face, how could you potentially solve it, what are the things that you might not anticipate. However, it has happened a lot of times. And you can use whatever materials they have as reference mm-hmm. to make sure you solve your marriage issues better. And like I mentioned earlier on, that I still stick by is that during the relationship leading up to marriage, I think that's where you have the tough and harsh conversations. Then your marriage will be a, inshallah lah,
a
smooth sailing one. Because yeah, the flow of this happened, you do this, you do this.
Yeah.
Is it, that's why it's important to ask. This is one of my favorite questions to ask uh-huh. people that I'm getting to know. If you are upset about something, how do you like to be comforted?
Yeah.
If you are angry, what do you are want the things that you will inevitably you will react?
Uh-huh.
And what are the things that would help me? That will help
me calm you down.
Yeah. Do you need me to leave you alone for like 5 minutes?
Yeah. Or what like kind of angry person are you?
Yeah.
Are you the kind to shout?
You need 1 hour, but to me it's a bit too long lah. Maybe I half an hour. I tap you can, and then we compromise.
Correct.
Then next time half an hour, whether you like it or not, you already agree.
I set timers, yeah.
Yeah, that is already half an hour. Now we need to talk about it. Yeah,
I agree. And just one last thing to add before the podcast: when you are preparing yourself for all these marriage programs, the only way it can help you is if you really keep an open mind coming into the course. Because if you go there, just wanting to believe that, like, cause you said potential problems. And then now you guys are in love and so excited. If let's say I tell you, you and your husband gonna fight about the cupcake because you really want it, but your husband eat. Then you're like, no lah, my God, I chill one. Like, if he want, he take.
No, I don't like sweet. I don't like sweet.
High chance, you will be fighting about that cupcake nanti. Pasal you merajuk, no more cupcake.
Yeah,
already, you know?
Where you keep your lauk in the fridge can also play a part, you know. Are you the kind who leave it in a tupperware inside the fridge or freezer? If freezer full,
are you the kind to take out the lauk from the? Are you the kind to take out the lauk from the periuk first and then put inside container then into the freezer, or you just put the whole periuk into the freezer?
Correct.
Yeah.
Are you the kind who buy groceries once a month or when nak masak then you buy?
Are you the kind that if you go supermarket buy too many snacks, and then or are
tak
you
makan?
The kind yang tak makan? And will you get mad at that if I did?
Correct.
Yeah. And to me, it's very important to be true to yourself and your partner before you get married about the negative traits that you have.
Correct.
That you yourself know is petty.
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe I tell you lah, macam, high chance, if I tell you I'm hungry. And if you don't buy me food, I'll get angry. But I know I tell you I'm not hungry. But I'm angry. Just buy me food. Yeah, you know what I like,
what? You're right. And don't lie and say, I'm actually quite an okay person. I'm not hard to take care of. Don't lie lah. Don't lie to the people around you. Don't lie to your partner. Don't lie to yourself also. Everybody got something that is I wouldn't say it's like a total red flag. But we all have our own flaws that we are just scared to admit to. But if you're about to get into marriage, admit that is a flaw. It's not wrong to admit that it's a flaw. And it's something that you need your partner to be extra patient with you.
Yeah. And if your partner truly loves you, he will work it out with you.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So I guess that's the end of the podcast. Thank you so much, Noor, for being so vulnerable and telling us your whole story and what you think you could have done better lah. Is there anything else you want to say?
I think I could have done better. Identify the phase in your life lah. Then that's where you think about whether you want to get married or not, and always communicate with your partner very, very well. If you don't know how to communicate, go for therapy. Go for causes.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of what ifs. So the only thing that can stand firm is the flow of how you all are going to solve your conflicts. This happens. Who do this? Who do that? What you can tolerate? What you cannot tolerate?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good note to end the podcast. We'll see you later. Bye.
Just a reminder that this podcast is brought to you by the Ministry of Social and Family Development, MSF.
Throughout this podcast, we hope that you have gotten a better perspective on how important is it to prepare your marriage, and that attending a short program course can really make a difference in the long run.
At Randomly Relatable SG, we always believe in further learning, and like we always say, we've got your back. If you are intending to take your relationship to the next level, we highly recommend you to check out the wide variety of marriage preparation programs supported by MSF. Head over to www.marriage.gov.sg/marriage-programs to find out a suitable program.